Because the pasuk says in Shemos, Perek Dalet, pasuk Beis and Gimel, that Hashem asked Moshe, "Mazeh biyadcha v'yomer mata?" Right? What's in your hand? And Moshe responds back to Hashem, says it's a staff. "V'yomer hashlichehu arzav hashlichehu arzav v'hilin nachash v'yonos Moshe mipadav." What happens? Moshe takes the staff. Hashem tells him to throw it on the ground. Everyone knows we learned this in second grade. It turns into a snake, and Moshe starts running away. So I thought maybe we'll do a couple of shilas on snakes, having to be toy snakes. There are two stories that Rav Zilberstein says that have a halachic ramifications. One story is that Reuven took his children outside of his apartment building, and they wanted to play in the courtyard, be able to have a nice time in the sandbox, whatever it is. Next thing you know, is the kids go to their father, Nachash. He told them to run into the house. He calls the snake catcher, this type of door catcher, snake catcher, whatever they come. He types it on Google, Nachash catcher, whatever it is, and the guy comes and he shows him exactly where the snake is. And he runs into the courtyard, and next thing you know, the Reuven sees from the window, sees like the guy, like mamish, bursting out laughing. He's like, what, there's no laughing matter here, what's going on here? He picks up the snake, and it was a toy snake. The guy goes back to Reuven and says, listen, I usually charge my customers 600 shekels for be able to remove these types of dangerous weapons, but because it wasn't a real snake, I'll only charge you 300. So Reuven then finds out whose snake is. This happens to be his neighbor, Shimon's. He knocks on Shimon's door and says, Shimon, you have to pay for this. You mamish left out your snake, and it mamish looked very, very scary. It shouldn't be my responsibility now to be able to pay for the snake catcher. That's one case. The next story is basically a similar story, but basically, another case. Reuven is very afraid about a certain type of a snake in front of his front yard. What happened? He saw that it was a wooden toy. Next thing you know, he was so upset about it. He thought it was mama scared. He threw it on the floor. So now, does that guy who thought he was scared by this snake originally, but then he saw that it was just a toy, that he was so scared and so frightened by the whole thing, does he have to pay now for breaking the guy's toy? So basically, I don't know if this ever happens, but I think it was a cool shot to be able to say. The Netziv brings down on the pasuk that if Moshe had just remained calmed when he originally threw the staff down, he would have realized that it was just the staff. It was just a Kaddish Baruch Hu's. One of the wonders that he wanted to do to prove to Paro that he was for real, that he was a real Navi. However, the Netziv says it's a very natural type of a thing. When a person sees a snake, he runs around. Vanas kasher kasher yonus ishman ney nachash b'teva ha'adam b'li shum izbonus al das v'ayin b'samach. Right? When a person sees a snake, your original natural inclination reaction is what? Run the heck away. Like you see a raccoon in camp, you just run, right? You see, not a raccoon, a skunk. Okay, raccoons, skunks, bears, Baruch Hashem. A lot of these things, you run away. So therefore, basically, Rav Zilberstein, on first notice, he would say that maybe Shimon, the Reuven can't, it's unfair for Shimon to place the blame on Reuven for failing to remain calm. That Shimon can't have a time, oh, you should have just saw that it was a toy snake, because it's teva, a natural response, be able to run away. That's what he originally says. Then Rav Zilberstein goes on to quote the Shulchan Aruch Or HaChaim Simen Shin Aleph Sif Chaf, that says that the rules regarding the laws of carrying on Rishus HaRabim on Shabbos. He says, the Shulchan Aruch says that one may not go out wearing a costume, an aktamen. What's an aktamen? It's a clown's donkey costume in which it seems that you're riding on it, and while in fact you're not riding it, you're just carrying by foot. That's one type of thing a person can't go out. The second thing a person can't go out with on Shabbos is you can't wear a parmi. What's a parmi? You ever see like a movie, an older brother wants to scare like his little brother, puts on like a scary mask. So he says that's brought down the Shulchan Aruch. That's where the movies get it from. A person can't wear that type of mask to be able to frighten small children. So basically, Rav Zilberstein wants to say that it's not only on Shabbos that you're not allowed to wear those things. If those things are actually scary, those things are actually frightening, like a realistic toy snake, a person would even be forbidden to be able to use that during the week. Like next thing you want, next time you want to scare your little brother or little sister and put on one of these scary masks, you have to go to this Rav Zilberstein Shaila. You tell it's not only an Isra of carrying on Shabbos, it would also be an Isra. If it's mamish frightening, you wouldn't be able to do it. So therefore, Rav Zilberstein concludes, and he says the following analysis. He says, if it's really a scary type of a thing, and it's really realistic that someone could be actually very scared of the snake, then Shimon would actually have to pay the snake catcher. Because it's not Reuven's fault. Reuben Mamash thought it was a snake. It was Shimon's fault. You don't leave out snake. Don't leave out things that people can naturally think that it's something very scary. But Rav Zuberstein says that at the end of the day, if it's clearly that it's just a mask or just a parmi, that's just that type of thing, not something to be scared or just a snake, that a person just has to be able to see that it's not, it was just a toy. And it had no resemblance of a snake, then he wouldn't have to pay. But if it would be scary, it'd be dishamam, the guy would have to pay the snake catcher, and he would have to pay for breaking the toy. I don't know how this applies in our Avodas Hashem, but I think maybe we could say that we should be zochah to always be able to be sensitive for everyone around us, for everything around us, be able to make sure that no one gets scared by scaring people or playing hide and seek or whatever it is. And they always be able to kindness and be able to help and not scare other Jews, but only help other Jews.